Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the fourth year in the Sugya of Kapsa Saku Kla, based on the Torah Meinu Rabbeinu Rav David Zatzal. And now we're going to explain the Machlokas B'Siyata D'Shmaya between the Taz and Tumas HaDeshen. Tumas HaDeshen says that if the you lit on Erev Shabbos and the candle goes out before Shabbos, you don't have to relight it. Ein Zaku Klevin in such a case, even though the Ikar Mitzvah is Mitzvah HaKochavim, like the Mordechai says. And therefore, we could say that in Kapsa Koidim Ascholos as Mana Mitzvah Zakukla. Nevertheless, from the fact that you make a bracha mibo'id yoim, even though there's no mitzvah, since you have Shir Binyan Acher, it's considered a Hechsher mitzvah, like we see in Tosin Yavamis, Kaba Hechsher mitzvah Kibbut Avim. There's no other way to do it. It's considered like a mitzvah. And here there's no other way to do it. You can't light on Shabbos. So therefore, you make a bracha on it. And, therefore, if kafsa ain't ozakukla, because the mitzvah already started behechsher. And since the mitzvah already started, you don't have to relight it if it goes out. Taz, herich lechlik olav, and he holds kafsa ain't zakukla. It's only if he lights it bizman achiyuv. Vim dolak koidim lezik tsas, v'kava v'oisik tsas, vaday zakukla. Rak b'Shabbos she efshal hamdin at shkiyas hachame b'hadlaka. Mikri oisa asha zu aschala kama b'chol soif shkiya. Dachi tikinu chachomim she yadlik b'sha shish lo hetro lahadlik v'zeh lo mikri hechshir mitzvah ela mitzvah atzma kevin do oisa sha havi kama achar shkiyas hachama shinkin koin the kabal Shabbos shlo dain hetro lahadlik. So the Taz holds that if you like b'zman achiyuv so kof seino zakuk lo. Shabbos, you obviously can't relight it once there's Shkiyas Hachama. So, if it goes out before Shkia, if it goes out after Yom Kippur Shabbos, nothing you can do. But if it goes out before Yom Kippur Shabbos, you can still light. You should relight it. Even though you're allowed to make a bracha before Kabbalah Shabbos, nevertheless, it's not Mamash Shabbos. So the Tumas HaDeshen says if it goes out before Shabbos, you don't have to relight it. The Taz says if it goes out before Shabbos, you have to relight it. Now the Taz says, the Gabi Hadlaka Koidim Shkiyas Hachamu, the Bracha Mekoyach Rishus, Shenasnu Lo Hachamim. He says, with regard to lighting before Shkia with a bracha, why are you lighting before Shkia with a bracha? Chum gave you Rishus. Because if it's not a mitzvah, how can you make a bracha? How can they give you Rishus? In other words, the Taz says that if you light before Shkia, you have rishus from chachamim to do so. The lashon of the Taz is, "Dachi tikinu chacham shadlik b'shaz rishus lohetro lahadlik." So they said you can light chamur metaken. You should light at this time when you have a heter to light. And then he writes, "V'afpi shenas l'chum rishus l'varach kol d'zman shkol Shabbos." Even though Chum gave you rishus to make a bracha before z'man shel kabbalas haShabbos, nevertheless, it's not mamish like Shabbos. Therefore, you have to relight it. But if it's not a mitzvah, if you didn't do your mitzvah yet, and therefore you have to relight it, then how did the Chum give you rishus to make a bracha? According to the Tumas HaDeshen, you did what you were supposed to do. You lit at the proper time before Shabbos, and that's your mitzvah. And therefore, if it goes out, you're cool. You don't have to relight it, because you did what you were supposed to do. According to the Taz, if you have to relight it, then how did the Chum give you rishus to make a bracha? If you You have to relight it. It means that you weren't mekayem your mitzvah properly. Meaning, if it goes out before Shabbos starts, you have to relight it. It means that the lighting before Shabbos isn't valid unless it lights through Shabbos. But because it has to be lit on Shabbos. But if that's true, then how come you're allowed to light before Shabbos with a bracha? If you're relighting it to make sure that it's lit on Shabbos, that means the mitzvah is on Shabbos. So how are you making a bracha before Shabbos? The main mitzvah ma'amokom yesh lebracha l'rishus. So how, what if it's not a mitzvah? Then where, how do you make a bracha? What, how do you give rishus for this? V'chein eino muvan sharei anachnu kaimalan shadlaka osa mitzvah ukshedlik b'lo shehei b'zeh shi'ur v'achar kach osif shemen kashi'ur. לא יצא ידי חובתו, כמואר ברש בפרק ב' שבת בסימן זין. We also don't understand that we paskin that hadlaka oisa mitzvah, and when you lit without the requisite shear, and afterwards you add shemen kishir, you're not yotzei, like the Rosh writes in the second parak of Shabbat Simon Zayin. And if an erev Shabbos b'shas hadlaka you didn't do a mitzvah, so that that it's lit afterwards is below hadlaka, is no mitzvah. Because the whole word is that b'shas maisa hadlaka, you have to be doing a proper hadlaka. Adding oil doesn't help. So how, according to the Taz, are you mekayim a mitzvah when you light before Shabbos? Because b'shas maisa hadlaka, you're not doing a mitzvah. V'ha'raya, if it goes out, you have to relight it. So we don't understand the Taz that he holds that you're lighting before Shkia, b'bracha, because Chachamim gave you a shus. If it's not a mitzvah, how do you get a shus? And it's also hard to understand, we paskin hadlaka is a mitzvah. You have to do a proper hadlaka. It has to have a shear of shemen. So if the Erev Shabbos, b'shas hadlaka, you're not doing a mitzvah, so how does it help that it's lighting, it's being lit afterwards? It has to be that b'shas ma'aser you're doing a mitzvah, and here you're not. And this kash is asked by the Avni Nezer and Aruch Chaim and Tov Tzadi Zayin Tziv Kot Niyud Beis. V'chein ein b'taz sham shekatav shekenu adin gam b'ma shekatsu b'shulchan aruch b'tof rei shayin beis sif alef l'nyin hadlaka miplag amincha shebezeh im kof sezokuk lo shari ein lo zmana ein ze zmana. That the Taz writes that the din is also in the what Shulchan Aruch says in Tov rei shayin beis, that if you live from plag amincha, if kavs is zakukla, because that's not the proper time. So just like an erev Shabbos is not the proper time, kavs is zakukla. So if you light from plag. However, the Pri Chodosh writes that Baal Korch that hadlaka miplag amincha is bebracha. Otherwise, since hadlaka is a mitzvah, my kavod, what's he doing? Since hadlaka is a mitzvah, what is he doing? If he's not doing a mitzvah, then it's nothing. So Hitaka compares it to lighting an Erev Shabbos, Mibod Yom. You make a bracha. So it's mashma that he's learning that you're makayim a mitzvah now. Otherwise you wouldn't make a bracha. And it doesn't help that it's being lit afterwards. But the Taz doesn't say that way. In other words, according to the Pri Chodosh, you can light earlier, you can light from plag, you can light an Erev Shabbos, and that's your mitzvah. But the Taz says no. Taz says when you light from plag, that's not your mitzvah. When you light from Erev Shabbos, is not your mitzvah. So how are you making a bracha? Ah, because it's going to be lit later? Mazel zeh lecha. It has to be b'shas ma'aser, you're doing a proper ma'aser hadlaka. So based on what we learned in the previous shiur, Shalom Malkach, she da'at tumat ha'deshen, who can it be'er? She is soda mitzvah, heyot anil daluk. According to the Tumas Hadeshin, the soda mitzvah is that the ner should be burning. Lachen gam be'erev Shabbat, bal kochenu, bai, shehe haner daluk b'Shabbat. The Truma Sadeshan holds that the Yesoda mitzvah is that the Ner should be burning. And therefore, even an Erev Shabbos, the Ner has to be burning on Shabbos. Like the Truma Sadeshan says in the name of the Mordechi, that the Ikar mitzvah is Mitzvah Sakochovim. But like we explained in the previous Shiurim, Achiyuv al Maiseh, Shebezek Shiev Shal Asotok Bizman No, Chayil al Zech Chiyuv HaMaaseh Midin Machshirin, Shiev Shal Asesem Bizmano. Vayideze Zeu Chiyuv HaMaiseh Mutal Olaf. Moshkos Havat Shumas Hadesh Medivar Etos Bivamis Pitav Vov. That the Chiyuv, as we spoke about, is to do a Maiseh. In other words, the Yesod HaMitzvah is that it should be Dalak. But your Maiseh, the Chiyuv Asiyah that you have, is to do the Maisa Hadlaka. I mean, you can't do it Bizmanai. So there's a Chi of Maisa Midin Machshirin that you can't do Bizmana. And that's his Chi of Maisa. That's the only way, like Tosi, he brings in Tosis and Yavam Stavov, which we're not going to get into. But Rav Chanan says that Raya is a Raya Listor. And Rabbeinu explains in the Yad HaMelech and Hilchos Mamre in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, Os Beisiv Kut Vav. So that's not our issue right now. But the point is that if you have this mitzvah to do, and the only time you can do, the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah is by doing this Maisa, even though it's not at the proper time, so then you have to do this Maisa. This is a machshir that you can't do bizmano. So if it's a machshir that you can't do bizmano, so then that's the machshir mitzvah you have to do. And you don't do bizmano, and that's all you can do. And that's your mitzvah. That's your chiyuv asiyah, to do the machshir shalo bizmano. Kevan shezeo chiyuv asiyato, arei klape zehu damrinan de kaftain zakukla. Since that's your chiyuv asiyah, we say kavzain zakukla. And the Erev Shabbos is no different than other days. So the Trumas Hadeshen holds that your Maisim Mitzvah that you have to do is lighting even before this man. That's your Chiyuv Asiyah. In other words, the Yesod HaMitzvah is that it should be Daluk. It should be Daluk Bazman. Zeh Nachon. Shiyeh Daluk Bazman. Aval Zeh HaKiyum. Zeh HaSof. Aval HaEtzem HaMaisa Shelcha. Mao etzem a maisa shelcha, shestasem maisa hadloke. You have to do a maisa hadloke. Since you have to do a maisa hadloke, when is that maisa hadloke done earlier? And therefore, that's your mitzvah. We say in the tzivui, we focus on what the tzivui is. But what did the Torah command you? The Torah commands you to light. When are you supposed to light? Before Shabbos. And loishin erev Shabbos and other days. That your chiyuv is on the maisa hadloke. Torah here, it's the chachamim. But the Taz holds that when a person lights an Erev Shabbos, or from Plaga Mincha, that you're allowed to light from then B'Shas HaDchak, כמו שכתוב בשולחן אורוך, גדר היתר בזה הוא באותו גדר שנתבאר למדי אמר, כבתה זקוק לה. He says, the Taz is learning, that here the gather of the heter is the same gather that we learn, according to the Mandi Omar, Kav Sizakukla. Vahainu, Shehikelu Bazel Choshvo, Kimadlik, Vichozeru Madlik, Midin Isho, Mishum Chitzav. So, as we explained in the previous Shiurim, the Madama Kav Sizakukla holds that. It's considered that the rabbis were makel on you to consider it. The rabbis view it as if you're lighting and you're lighting again and you're lighting again and you're lighting again. That's the Mandi Omar Kofs Zakukla. Kofs Zakukla holds that you have to be doing a constant lighting. So if it goes out, you have to light it again. Because we view it as if you're lighting, you have to light it, let's say 440. And it's like you're lighting at 440, 441, 442, 443. Yishom Yishom Chitzav. But the fire you're lighting is like your arrows. It's like you're constantly shooting arrows. It's like you're relighting every second. And because of this, Amnam Mitzad Echad, Yesh Makom Levarech B'Shat Hadlaka. So on one hand, you can light B'Shas Hadlaka, even though your Kiyom Mitzvah is in the Hadlaka that's afterwards. Because the Chachamim were Mekel on you, that the Bracha should be on the Maisa before that creates the Hemshech HaMaisa Shal Mitzvasa. And therefore it's going to be afterwards it's going to be a Siyah B'Koch HaShiyah Mitzvah. And the Bracha is going to be on the Maisa Mamish and not on the Maisa Koichoi, both in Shalisha Mishim Chitzav. In other words, you're making the Bracha on the Maisa that you're doing now, and this Maisa is going to create a continued Maisa afterwards. But you're lighting again and again and again. Every second it's like you're relighting Yishom Mishim Chitzav. And that's why the Taz writes Besoiv Dvar, that even if Kofsa, and you have to light again, as the Taz holds, but you don't make a bracha if you're lighting before Zman Kabbalah Shabbos. Shishlo dain heter min adin lachzor lahadlik mpe hashkia mamish. Because he already made the bracha beheter. V'hanu sheregam achshav hi bracha rak al maaseh ba'alma shekelu chachamim levarech al zeh. V'tze kvar birech. אבל אם אמנם היה יכול להדליק לפני השקיעה ממש, משמע בתז שם שהיה לו לחזור לברך, ומשום שקיום המצווה היא רק עכשיו. וכיוון שיש בזה מעשה מצווה גמור המחייב ברכה, מתחייב על זה ברכה ככל ברכת המצוות. So, if it goes out, he has to relight it, but he relights it without a bracha, because he made the bracha originally. Beheter. And even now, it's a bracha on a maisa that the rabbis were mekel to make a bracha on, and that he already made the bracha on. But if he can make a bracha before Shkia Mamish, it's mashman the taz there that he should make another bracha. Because the Kiyom Mitzvah is right now. And since there's a Maisa Mitzvah Gamer that's Mechayiv Bracha, he's Mechayiv Bracha Kachol Brechas HaMitzvahs. But if he's lighting before, then he can't make another Bracha. Because he already made the Bracha Behet there. And what's it going to help now to make another Bracha? In other words, he already made the Bracha based on the Kula V'Chacham, and the Chacham gave him a Kula that he could make the Bracha earlier. So another time a kula to make a bracha earlier, it's not necessary. He already made the bracha beheter. Not necessary to make another bracha, he has to relight it. So he makes the bracha on the maisa. However, remember, there's two issues. There's the maisa hadlaka, and then there's the fact that it's being relit every minute. So if it goes out, there's no more hadlaka mikocho, which is the mitzvah that there is by hadlaka lefnei Shabbos. So he wasn't mekayim at all the mitzvah, and therefore he has to relight. Because again, the Taz is holding that isha mishum chitzav, and therefore he's doing the mitzvah every second. And like we said, according to the Mukhei Yosef, that an Erev Shabbos as far is, that it all relates back. We said that during the week, he's mamish lighting every second anew afterwards. But on Shabbos, it all relates back to his hadlaka originally. In other words, he's lighting at 440. And before 43, it's like he lit again at 440. And at 444, he lit again because of what he did at 440. So it has to keep going. That's what happens on Shabbos. But let's say it's before Shkia. So again, he has this chiyuv of lighting it and relighting it and relighting it and relighting it. So if it goes out, then he's not mekayem then. So that's a ma'aseh said, lucky he did, and he made a bracha and everything was cool. He did what he was supposed to do. And the only way he'll be yotzei is if it keeps, if it continuously relights. But kol shebekocho, kol shekafsa v'sulak ha'adlaka mikocho, but let's say it goes out, and there's no longer hadlaka mikocho, which is the mitzvah that there is in hadlaka lifnei Shabbos. What's the mitzvah that we have hadlaka lifnei Shabbos? And later on, it's going to be going mikocho. It's going to be relighting, and now he's not going to have that. The goal is that you should have that. So memela, we tell him to relight it. So according to the Trumas Hadashin, so he does his Maisa Hadlaka, and that's the only chiyuv that he has, and it's a siyah. It goes out, like on other days. But the Taz holds, no. That an Erev, that in addition to the Maisa Hadlaka, there's also that it should be relit and relit and relit and relit. And if we don't have that, so like the Man D'Amar Kafsa Zaku Kla holds, so you have to relight it before. The Man D'Amar Kafsa Eino Zaku Kla holds that we're not going to be mechayev you to relight because you did your Maisa Mitzvah. We're not going to be mechayev you on another Maisa. Even though ideally, we also wish it was going to be continue going. The Man D'Amar Kafsa Zaku Kla says, no, Ramamish mechayev you to do it again. So he holds, the Taz holds on Shabbos like the Man D'Amar Kafsa Zaku Kla. That it's considered when he lights, he's lighting, he's relighting, he's relighting, he's relighting, he's relighting. When it goes out, he has to relight it, has to rekindle it. So mitzvah echad, he can make a bracha, even though the kiyum mitzvah is what happens later, because the rabbis were mekel, that the bracha should be on the maaseh b'fo'al that creates the hemshech. So there he did what he was supposed to do, and no new bracha is necessary. The bracha is in the Maisa Mamish and not in the Maisa that comes Mikocho of the Lamdasha relighting every second. But right there, if it goes out and it's still not Shabbos, so then again he has this chiyuv that it should be relighting and relighting and relighting, and he's not having that. So Taz says he has to relight it. Okay, so there's still a ton more to talk about. Obviously, when you say the words kafs and zakukla, kafs and zakukla, you know that you have a whole yam, mamish, a whole sea, not mamish, but a virtual sea of Talmud to jump into. So hopefully, in the next shiur, we will continue and we'll see more in the philosophy Torah Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, Sfizra.